The Vance Law Firm wants to keep you safe this holiday season.
Big A Tires been serving the Montgomery area 40 years, still going strong. They are Big A Tires, and they carry all tire brands, priced for your budget, including Michelin, Bridgestone, Firestone, Cooper, also Michelin, BF Goodrich, and Uniroyal at Dealer Invoice. If you need an oil change, they can take care of it. They also align your car and replace any parts needed. Make sure when it comes to car or truck repair, you see Big A Tire just past Bama Lanes on the Atlanta Highway.
I'm with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Dot, looks like you're ready for the holidays.
The holidays are here, and we're ready for you. We've got records and china and flatware and silver and all of that good stuff.
Instead of going all over town or ordering online, you can come out here and just find some great stuff. Tell us a little bit about Eastbrook Flea Market.
60,000 square feet and over 200 vendors. And we've got cider and coffee and cookies and rocking chairs when you get tired. So, I mean, you can't find that anywhere else.
There's so many great things here, and I got to tell you, everything looks great.
The booths are decorated beautifully, and, you know, you just need to come in and see.
All right, give us those hours of operation.
10 until 6. Saturday is 9 until 6, and Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30, and, you know, we'll be off on the regular holidays.
Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
All of the McDaniel family and the vendors wish you a Merry Christmas and a very Happy New Year.
Make sure your family is breathing the cleanest air possible with a new air cleaning system from Chad's AC Direct. Buy one today and receive 30% off, or combine with the purchase of a new unit and receive half off. Visit ChadsACDirect.com for coupons and for more information on new heating and AC units. Call 264-6464. And remember, like the little girls say,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Alabama license number 92244.
It's December 6th, the greatest day ever. On the 6th of December, 1884, construction is completed on the Washington Monument. Onlookers couldn't help wondering, is that a banana in America's pocket? Or is it just happy to honor the father of our country? Have a great December 6th, the greatest day ever.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
At 8. Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Lillian Wu. His last wishes being carried out today when President George H.W. Bush's casket travels from Houston to College Station, Texas, where he'll be laid to rest at the Presidential Library.
Bush said, I went to war on a train, I came home on a train, I want my last trip to College Station on a train.
Fox's William LaJeunesse in College Station, more than 11,000 people paid their respects as the 41st president lay in repose all night at a Houston church. And a political fight brewing in Wisconsin.
Lame duck legislation passed by the Republicans in the Wisconsin State House would limit the powers of the incoming governor. Governor-elect Tony Evers, a Democrat, says he's not taking it lying down.
We are exploring anything to make sure that this legislation does not get into practice.
Republican Wisconsin State Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says it's not a power grab.
Fox Tanya J. Powers, this is Fox News.
You found a morning radio program that took the elf off the shelf. Wake up with Greg Budell.
Why don't you just say it? I'm the worst toy maker in the world. I'm a cotton-headed ninny muggins.
Jay Scott.
You feeling strong, my friend? Call me Elf one more time.
Emily Hayes.
Yeah, I think someone sent you a Christmas gram.
Bailey, the Wonder Dog. And Rich Thomas.
Why are you smiling like that?
I just like to smile. Smiling's my favorite.
Make work your favorite. That's your favorite, okay?
Okay.
Work is your new favorite.
Fine.
Remember, 'tis the season.
Ho, ho, ho.
Here comes three men and a lady.
Okay, people, tomorrow morning, 10 a.m., Santa's coming to town.
Santa! Oh, my God!
I know him.
The Bubba's here.
Oh, that's the jerk. Sorry. Three men and a lady. Guest host, Rusty Aldridge. Filling in for the Rich Thomas, of course.
Hey, Scott.
Jay Scott here. Emily Hayes.
Yay, fun.
We have a situation in the traffic dungeon that we'd like to bring to your attention first, then we'll go to Rich.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center, helping hunters be successful for over 35 years. No gimmicks, no magic seed, just sound planting practices that work with the products, supplies, and knowledge you need to get the big bucks. See them at 1154 South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
in the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center. 65 and 85 still busy right now, but easing up a little bit. Got a lot of people into work in the downtown area. Also, school zones, we've finished all that up. Haynes Ambulance Service, Wetumpka, Millbrook, Prattville State Police, all reporting clear at this second. Registration for spring semester 2019 at Trenum State, it's going on now through tomorrow. Classes begin January 9th. Trenum State Community College, the college for real careers. I'm Jerry Howell for Montgomery Skywatch.
Injured in a wreck? Don't be the only one without an attorney. Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
It's still pretty chilly outside.
I'm freezing my baguettes off.
How long will it last?
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Our chilly weather continues, and all eyes on an approaching storm system that will have a big effect on weekend events. Today, cool sunshine with a high temperature in the middle 50s. Tonight, partly cloudy, not quite as cold. Overnight, low temperature 35. Tomorrow, increasing clouds, a little warmer, high in the upper 50s. Rain overspreads the area late Friday night after midnight, and a cold, drenching rain Saturday and Saturday night. High temperature barely 50 Saturday, 50 to 52 on Sunday with lingering shower threat. And then a cold day Monday, a raw day with a high temperature only in the lower 40s. Our weather app will keep you on top of weather changes as this storm system moves through. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
At 8 minutes after 8 o'clock, Lynn from Brian Jewelry is going to be joining us later. This has been a long-term sponsor of the show. You know, and I've known for a few days she was going to come in. I just put something on. Actually, I paid for it. I needed it to be wrapped.
Oh.
And I said, she said, would you mind bringing it with you? I wonder if she will. Something, I might actually want to unwrap it so you could see it, because I'd like your opinion. Because you have exquisite taste, Emily Hayes.
Ooh. Oh, thanks. Can I get a little, my volume seemed to go down. I see it up a little.
That's you.
That's
I'm
me.
Sorry. Turn mine back down.
Yours is down, and now yours is up.
No, that's Rusty's. Mm. She's number two. There you go. That's hers.
That's
mine.
Nice.
There we
that's
go.
That's nice.
Thank you.
Is everybody happy now?
Well, I just need to be able to hear y'all.
I'm so happy.
I think it's pretty important.
Now, we have a $10 gift card to the Seafood Bistro.
Ooh.
Yahoo!
That would make somebody happy.
Yes, definitely. And we would like you to win that. And here's how you can. Call and tell us the name of the item. Let's say somebody knocked on your door. We need to see your blank.
I've had that happen before. And that was a movie I saw. Never mind. It's okay.
Okay, yeah. But only 1 in 10 Americans know where it is. Know exactly where to look for this document if asked to produce it. So what is this? 272-9228.
Could you?
Is maybe allowed?
I can. I know for certain.
I know where mine is.
Can you, Jay?
It's with another very important thing.
Oh.
And if I can find that, I'll find the other one.
You're in the boat with Greg.
I know where it's at.
Okay, so 272-9228, if you know what we're talking about.
Because
sometimes
don't.
We don't.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. Great minds think alike, Emily.
I've been here too long. I'm becoming you.
272-9228. What is this item if asked to produce only 1 in 10 Americans could find inside their house?
Oh, look at the phones lighting up, I tell
now,
you.
Now, while
what.
Jay is queuing up all those calls, we are blessed to have some incredible sponsors on this radio station, and so many of them live to do what they do. You know, Morris Capuano jumps out as a guy. He lives to get people done on a mortgage, to see them get the keys to the next home, and he can't wait to start the next one. That's what makes him tick. In that same regard, we've got a guy named Eddie Bader. Now, if you're shopping real estate and you've never done it before, or you're new to it.
What's your name?
It can be overwhelming because there's, you see, look at all this stuff that comes in your mailbox or it's stuffed into a newspaper. You don't know where to start.
Spell it for me.
You're much better sitting down with a buyer's agent like Eddie Bader and discussing with him what your possibilities are, because he's got his antenna up for the entire river region, no matter what location you want to live, closer to work, east side, west side, Wetumpka, Millbrook, Prattville, wherever it is. He knows what's happening, what the market prices are, and he can help you have a focused experience by appointment and find you your next home. This guy busses. He's fun to work with, too. I mean, he not only loves what he's doing, but you'll love spending time with him because he's really, really good at what he does. Buyer's agent. Let him simplify the home finding process for you. He's with the Goodson Group. That's an excellent, excellent operation. And the number directly to Eddie is 322-0662. 322-0662 for Eddie Bader of the Goodson Group. Great guy. All right, 812. The phones have lit up like crazy, and we're going to go to line one, and this is Leonard.
Hey, guys. How you doing this morning?
You're good, Leonard. What is this item that only 1 in 10 Americans could produce if they were asked to at their home?
I'm going to go with a birth certificate.
1 in 10 could produce their birth certificate. Is that it? Sorry.
It's all good. I appreciate you guys.
And it doesn't say on this whether or not the Obama house was included.
I could produce mine. I know exactly.
I think I could.
Yep.
I think I could.
I can't.
I'm like the little hawk show toasted could, maybe. All right, where do we go next here? Chris.
Hey.
What is this item that 1 in 10 people, only 1 in 10 could produce if asked to in their home?
Social Security card.
All right, let's try that one. He says the Social Security card is the document, and it is.
Wow.
Which is in the envelope where my birth certificate is. That's why I said that document is with another document.
Now, did you get yours when you were born, or did you get it? I went and applied for mine when I was like, I think 16 and got it.
16.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I didn't.
Because you didn't need it until you started working.
Right.
You might not have gotten yours then, because mine was issued to like 88 or 89.
Hmm.
Now they assign them at, I think they assign them at birth. They
really?
Tell you when you are born.
Yeah, I think they do now, but at that time, like, I don't think I got mine till I was 3 or so. I remember having to get a new one because I lost it when I was a teenager, and we had to order my birth certificate from Oklahoma City, and it took forever.
Well, you know, here's the thing. Since 9/11, now in 1999, when I was working in Indiana, I needed to get a copy of mine, and there was a Social Security building there, just like we have one here right up the street, and nobody was ever there. So I just walked in and said, I need a new, I showed him my driver's license, and I had a new card in a couple of days.
What year was this?
99.
But after 9/11, it's a forget it.
Because when I had to get one,
to get a replacement card,
I had to have that and a copy of my birth certificate,
urine, blood, everything else.
I think not a pay stub or a bill or something that showed
some mail in your name,
proof of residency. Yeah.
Wow.
A lot of stuff. For that one.
Anyway, hey, Chris, congratulations. Congrats. You will be going to the Seafood Bistro.
All right. Thank you so much.
It's our pleasure. Hang on, Chris, and we'll get some information. We could also say good morning to Micah. Mike, thanks for calling.
Oh, sure. Just you guys have a happy morning.
Hey, Chris.
Well, we appreciate that. We wish you a happy morning as well.
Thanks.
I hope we've done something to make it so.
No.
Well, we
tried. Oh.
Keith, thanks for calling. We got a winner.
Yeah, no, I won't get on and legally withdrawn. My guess was
going to
be divorce papers.
Sadly, there's too many homes.
I know it.
You know what? I have no idea where any of mine are.
Have a great day.
You too.
Honestly, I don't know if I have any of that.
Okay.
My second wife, I mean, I've even thrown away the memories. I have no pictures, nothing.
Wow.
Oh.
First one.
Well, sometimes you just have to clean things out, you know?
Yeah. That's very true, Rustle.
Hmm.
It's 16. We are going to get you some local news. Got a little Christmas Elvis coming up in just a
moment. Right.
And then we're back on Buttery 93.1 FM.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. The Salvation Army of Montgomery is increasing security measures at its shelter on Maxwell Boulevard. The organization recently started using metal detectors on everyone who enters for lunch or dinner. Lieutenant Brian Farrington says it's an effort to keep gun violence away from the shelter. Five men were arrested following a shooting in Millbrook Tuesday afternoon. Authorities say someone fired shots at a group of men standing outside a home in the 4100 block of Abrams Drive. Police say at least one person was hit in the upper arm. And Virginia College abruptly closed its campuses all across the southeast Wednesday, leaving students in Montgomery scrambling to find a place that will accept their credits. More information about the abrupt closing should be released later this month. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Advertising drives the local economy. If you own a business, advertising on radio works, allowing you to grow your business. Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help you grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
At Marguerite's, we make it. We really make it. We're now located in Pepper Tree Shops out on Vaughan Road. We're open 7 days a week up through Christmas. Come see us. We'll make you anything you can dream of, Marguerite's, but we really want to brag about the Christmas specials we have. They're as easy as 1, 2, 3. We're talking about a diamond solitaire necklace, white, yellow, rose gold for $100, diamond earrings bezeled for $200, or a triple bezel necklace for just $300. Whatever you dream of, we have it at Marguerite's. We have the diamonds, we have the gold, and we certainly have the experience. Come see us. Thank you.
This holiday season, why not consider the purchase of an artificial tree? Assembly is simple. Lay out your pieces on the floor, then sort out the branches by size according to each color-coded tip. Using a 16-millimeter socket wrench, start putting the trunk pieces together, being sure to place the terminal end of the trunk in the tree stand first. Leave the tree top off until step 823, since it'll only get in the way of part 47J or part 82L if your tree was purchased in one of the Baltic nations prior to the autumnal equinox. Then, you're all finished. Well, almost. Right after you place the tree top in the slot at the end of the trunk mark 92W and straighten out your branch tips by bending the wires in the branches, which will be spread out so they resemble the growing shape of a real tree.
It's just that simple. Merry Christmas, a holiday thing.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
There's just a few days left till Christmas. It'll be here soon. Ain't finished with your gift list.
Time for
stupid
news.
What news?
Stupid
news.
Let's go.
Stupid news. I can't tell you how many times, I guess it started around age 8, 9, 10, somewhere in there, and lasted into the mid-teens. Dad, don't embarrass me in front of my friends. And they've actually done a survey on the top 10 ways that parents embarrass their kids.
Our survey said...
Well, let's count them down since we have the system.
Number 5.
Making me do things I don't want to do.
Hmm.
Do you have an example?
Oh, I'll think... here's one. I went through a phase, and maybe you did too, and I was... I don't know. I mean, from the time we're born, we are trying to break away from dependency on our parents. We really are.
Mm-hmm.
And they had to go to the store, and I felt I was old enough to be left at home alone, but they did not. They disagreed, and I had to go to Goldblatt's department store, which was boring.
You didn't like that.
And I as part of that time, and God bless, I had the greatest mother and father. But you go through a phase where you don't even want to admit that you have parents. That you came, like, from an alien source because they're just so
aliens.
Embarrassing.
I never got to that phase.
Well, it's always nice to know that I'm the only jackass in the group.
I'm not saying that. I'm saying that it's different. I'm an only child. So my experience growing up is going to be different than yours,
yes,
Greg, and yours, Emily. And you had siblings?
Yes, I have a brother.
Yeah. Mine's going to be different. Not saying it's going to affect the way that, you know, parents embarrass you.
I think with an only child, it would probably be worse because they would be...
Because their focus, focus of embarrassment is completely on you.
You get the brunt of everything.
You know what I hated the most? I was the oldest. And for the first 13 years of my life, it was me, my brother a year younger, my sister a year younger than him. And so whenever I was granted a privilege that came with age, like staying out a little bit later when my parents realized they would not get killed if I played baseball in the street after dark,
mm-hmm.
Well, then they let my brother and sister stay out. And I remember telling my mother, what the hell's the point in me being the oldest if they get the same stuff at the same time I do?
Mm-hmm.
True.
It's not fair.
It's not.
Well, my little
brother. But life's
brother,
not fair.
No. My little brother, bless his heart, now, I could really literally stay out as long as I wanted to, as long as I was where I said I was going to be. If I said I was going to be at the bowling alley, I come, you know, crawling in at 3 in the morning. If I said I was at Greg's house, my friend Greg, yeah, that was cool. But my poor little brother, he had to be in by 10 o'clock. Because he was the baby.
Right.
No, I missed curfew once, and I was 17 minutes late for curfew. So the next time I asked to go out, I had to be home 17 minutes earlier. Like, I had that deducted.
If I hadn't missed a curfew when I was 16, I would have never been hit by that bus.
Ouch.
See?
Because that's why I was grounded for 2 weeks, and I made that lie up. I got to go down, stay after school to work on a newspaper project.
I'm a newspaper man.
When I was going down to Bond's department store to get tickets for a Cubs game, and that's when I got hit by the bus. That's why I had to lie to my mother when I came home.
got tire tracks all over you and everything.
Yeah. I fell. I tripped, Mom.
Number 4.
Being overly protective or attentive.
Not applicable in my youth.
I guess I picked a list that nobody can relate to, so I'm just
waiting
slide this thing up and throw it
no,
away.
I relate to that one.
There were 5 of us, so her attention...
Yeah.
It had to be spread over 5 of us.
Whichever one was on fire at the moment, huh?
Yes. Pretty much.
Put your sister out and stop whining.
Number 3.
Parents who think they're funny when they're not. Well.
Sorry, I'm thinking of Janelle.
Yeah.
I'm thinking of right now.
Now, Larry Stevens used to tell me this, that his daughters were, you know, when they were in their early teens, their friends would come over and they would find out he was on the radio and talking and everything, and he would be doing Nixon impressions, and like, they didn't know who Nixon was.
My dad does a Nixon impression. It's pretty good.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well, I always thought it was funny if we were in the car, if I had picked her up from school, and when she was about 12 or 13, she went through a pretty serious hip-hop phase, which...
Oh, course, really?
I didn't find particularly... I did not approve because of some of the lyrics in those songs. But, yeah, they're all in that phase, you know. That's so when we were in the car, we would listen to a hip-hop station, and I learned how to sing the lyrics like Ja Rule. And Ja Rule sings like he's having a bad moment on the toilet. So he's real easy to impersonate. And I figured out a couple of hip-hop moves, and I would do them in the car. And it wasn't long before my daughter was enjoying Tchaikovsky.
Number two.
And taking Uber to school.
There was no Uber then. Yeah. See, that's how old she is.
That's right.
Acting weird or, quote, being silly. I guess what I just described kind of fits that, too, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the one I used to threaten her with was Barney the Dinosaur.
You know, I hear you do the things with Barney, and I said that's a direct tie to Janelle.
Because she was well past the Barney phase.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to go, and that would get me a look.
My dad will use hand motions when ordering food at a Mexican restaurant to indicate, top shelf margarita, and he raises his hand, and he, like, goes as high as he can.
I never learned that signal.
Top shelf, and then fishbowl margarita.
When I was drinking, I ordered like this. Bottom of the barrel, please. Cheaper the better.
Number one.
Telling people stories about them or showing pictures of them in front of them. Like, here's Goose when she was, isn't she?
Adorable.
And, yeah, that was the number one complaint kids had about embarrassing parents.
Mom and dad, daddy, don't do that with me. But I've got some cousins that they're about the same age as mom and dad. But they remember stuff about me. And I remember it when they tell it. And I'm like, yeah, that happened. And I'm like, I wish it hadn't. But the funny thing is me telling the teacher about the cow at school and how you pull its tinas and milk's come out.
Oh, my.
And they still tell that. And I'm like, yeah, I remember that.
Oh, my goodness.
They had a cow when we were growing up.
Yeah, apparently I tried to get my first grade teacher to go on a date with my dad because my mom had remarried, years prior.
Uh-huh.
But dad was still single.
No, that's the episode of Courtship of Eddie's Father, isn't it?
I don't know what that is.
Oh, my.
So, I can just tell you, Miss Knight at Chalkville Elementary.
Other things that made the list, hugging and kissing in public, yelling in public,
uh-huh.
teasing about maybe a boy or girlfriend,
uh-huh.
Parents who tried to act cool or young, and then...
What about making you wear matching outfits with your sisters to Opryland?
The humanity.
I mean...
Did they think y'all were an act or something?
No, but it was just, man, it wasn't flattering. I also had a Dorothy Hamill haircut, and I hadn't had braces yet.
I've seen the pictures.
I was telling you guys earlier about the great customer service from Mr. Electric, and we're having all of this work done.
Yeah.
And we can open our front door again. I got a text from Danielle, who is the young lady you will speak with when you call Mr. Electric at 269-8886, and Tom will be over at your house at 9 this morning. And that's when Tom will be there, because that's how they do it at Mr. Electric. Let's see how the roads are doing at 8:30.
Traffic brought to you by United Heating, Air, and Plumbing. United Heating, Air, and Plumbing can now also take care of all of your electrical maintenance or add-ons. Call United Heating, Air, Plumbing, and Electricity today. United for your comfort.
In the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, 85 southbound around Ann Street, we have a disabled vehicle that's slowing things down. 65 north and south doing okay. Quite a few construction sites around the city. Drive carefully. When you're in an accident, you have a lot of questions and you need some answers. Call the Vance Law Firm at 333-3333. Dorothy Stichman, Quality of Legal Services for Veterans, great than that of other attorneys. I'm Jerry Howell for Montgomery Skywatch.
Injured in a wreck? Don't be the only one without an attorney. Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
What are we going to do now?
Here's another Emily segment on News Talk 93.1.
Quack, quack.
Hi, hello, it's me, Emily, here with my sometimes friend, Jay.
Now, this time, I am her friend.
And what do friends do? They dine together. Wow. Whether it be lunch or dinner, you can have a feast over the seafood bistro with your sometimes friends or your best friends.
Tried to do that with you yesterday, but you left work early.
Uh-oh.
Don't even start with me on that.
I'm just saying, timing wise, we don't have time for you guys to have a real big argument today. So, would you please kindly invoke the Rodney King spirit?
Can we all get along? Can we get along?
No.
Thwack, thwack.
So if you want to dine with your friends that aren't mean to you on a daily basis and make you question if you're actually friends or not, you should go to the Seafood Bistro. They have everything your little heart could desire for land lovers and for those who enjoy seafood and especially the Cajun goodness that comes from the minds of Paul and Jessica.
And the dragon sauce. It's so delicious. Go to theseafoodbistro.com online. You can see the entire menu, and you can put your order there as well. They'll have it ready for you when you get there. I suggest just dining in. Sometimes Paul will come over and talk to you and ask you how your meal's, you know, if you're satisfied with your meal and that sort of thing. They check on you.
Satisfied it's a very, with your friendship?
It's a very little intimate setting, and it's really nice. And they're very nice people there at the Seafood Bistro. 1651 Perry Hill Road. Call them at 279-7500. And don't forget to like them and follow them on Facebook.
Just a little bit of breaking news. We had a horrible day in the market Tuesday. Yesterday, the market was closed for President Bush's funeral. And then a story broke this morning. I want to thank Thanos, the Greek god, who is on top of it, sent me a story about Canadian authorities in Vancouver arresting the director of the chief financial officer of a large Chinese cellular tech giant and for violating sanctions with Iran.
Hmm.
And he says this is going to cause the market to have an unhappy day. And it opened down 463 at the moment. Now, maybe that'll correct later, but Brant McDonald will join us this afternoon to explain it all right around, 5:10, is usually when we check in with him, during happy hour on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, back to the
adorable
Rich Thomas.
Prime South Bank is where they have what it takes for you to live your best life, your prime life. As they celebrate 60 years of serving the local area, you get the gifts of free checking and amazing service. Prime South Bank, with locations in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Our chilly weather continues, and all eyes on an approaching storm system that will have a big effect on weekend events. Today, cool sunshine with a high temperature in the middle 50s. Tonight, partly cloudy, not quite as cold. Overnight, low temperature 35. Tomorrow, increasing clouds, a little warmer, high in the upper 50s. Rain overspreads the area late Friday night after midnight, and a cold, drenching rain Saturday and Saturday night. High temperature, barely 50 Saturday, 50 to 52 on Sunday with lingering shower threat, and then a cold day Monday, a raw day with a high temperature only in the lower 40s. Our weather app will keep you on top of weather changes as this storm system moves through. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
A new production of The Sound of Music, the most popular American musical of all time, premieres at the Alabama Shakespeare Festival, November 15th through December 30th. This delightful family musical will enchant audiences with its Tony and Grammy Award-winning best score, featuring songs such as My Favorite Things, Do Re Mi, and Climb Every Mountain. Don't miss this special event at the Alabama Shakespeare Festival. Get your tickets at asf.net today.
AutoSave Tire and Automotive, Prattville, Montgomery, and Wetumpka. We are a local, family-owned and operated business. We live and shop locally. We have a local friendly staff that cares about you and your vehicle. We do it all from oil changes to engine replacement, electrical repairs, brakes, alignment, scheduled maintenance services, and more. We have over 250,000 tires at our disposal daily, meaning you get the best prices every day. Check out our website, autosavetires.net. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from all of us at AutoSave Tire and Automotive in Prattville, Montgomery, and Wetumpka.
I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and I'm here to set the record straight. It's 2018, friends. Long gone are the days of having to put down huge sums of money to purchase your very own home. For the veterans listening, a VA home loan is the way to go. No money down. And for those who are looking to purchase in rural areas, including the cities of Wetumpka, Deatsville, and Tallahassee, there are 100% financing options available. You heard me right. 100% financing. That's no, zip, zero money down. We at at Alabama Home Mortgage also offer home purchase loans with as little as 3% down. Wait no longer. It's time to make the call to change it all. Take your first step towards home ownership by getting pre-approved for an Alabama Home Mortgage today. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223 or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
Black Friday might be over, but the holiday savings are just starting at Bailey Brothers Music Company. It does not matter if you're just starting out or you're the seasoned professional. They've got what you need. Squire Strat Packs, starting at $199, and Bass Packs for $299. Complete drum kits from Mapex for just $399. And if you're looking for something on the nicer side, even though you might be on the naughty list, come check out the River Region's largest selection from Gibson, Martin, Fender, Taylor, and more. From the all-new Fender Player Series to the Gibson Custom Shop, they've got the guitar of your dreams. Located at 231 East Jefferson Street in downtown. Check them out on Facebook and on the web. And remember,
Bailey Brothers Music Company.
Hey, Bailey Brothers Music Company.
Where you are the star.
Hello, I'm Kelly Cooley, business manager at Blue Water Broadcasting. From our family to yours, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Hey, re-gifter, isn't that the mixer that you got for me? Especially, I bought it off late night TV. Hey, re-gifter, I'm so mad, mister. Did you think that I'd forget?
Please talk 93.1 FM. Let's bring in the guy who was not only former Secretary of State, failed presidential candidate, but yesterday wrote an article on the air about the 10 most destructive Americans over the last 8 decades, and he came in at number one, Jean Kerry.
In America, you have a right to be stupid.
You got a right to be stupid. People exercise that right each and every day. We present for your consideration our Morning Maroon nominees. And joining us to judge the dumbest of the dumb is our friend, the reason, country wisdom of Randy Burkhalter at Preble Farm Center. Hey, Randy.
Good morning, radio people.
Good morning.
All right. Nominee number one is PETA, because they don't want us to use terms like, oh, it's like beating a dead horse, or be the guinea pig, or take the bull by the horns, or bring home the bacon. They would rather have us say, be the test tube, feed a fed horse. That's like feeding a fed horse. Bring home the bagels, not the bacon, and take the flower by the thorns. Because they think that those other old sayings,
probably,
which nobody means literally.
Do you need to go any further in the content?
I understand the popularity of Cheesecake Factory. In fact, if I had the dough and wanted to open a dough and cheesecakes, I'm related. you make a crust, you don't use dough and cheesecake.
Well.
Anyway, I would open a Cheesecake Factory here because that's River Region food. That place would be crazy.
Oh, yeah.
But yesterday they decided, here's a good idea. As popular as we are, why don't we offer a free slice of cheesecake?
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday. And it ended up with people being arrested and riots. They gave away 40,000 free slices of cheesecake to celebrate their 40th anniversary. But it ended up with blood, arrests, and people in jail. So I don't know if they get the nomination for giving away free cheesecake when it seems like they're already successful, or the idiots who will risk going to jail for a peanut butter cup cheesecake piece.
And that is good cheesecake.
We have a guy in New Orleans. He was at a Popeye's Chicken on Friday. He did not like his condiments. So he pulled a gun.
Good.
Slight overreaction here. He threw his chicken across the room, pulled a gun from his waistband, and pointed it at the manager. Now, no shots were fired, nobody was hurt, and he left. He was arrested after cops found him making a scene at Church's Chicken right across the street.
What is his beef?
That's just raw. What beef?
I think it's his beef.
Beef,
it's chicken.
I like it. Yeah, yeah. Good one. Yeah.
So,
I'm on fire today.
You are.
I'm kind of with Randy. Do we need to go any further than PETA? I don't think so.
Well, contestant number three needs to ease up on caffeine.
This is true. Yeah, really.
What an imbecile.
But yeah.
What an ultra-maroon.
The PETA thing is ridiculous. You know, if you really want to do something for a horse, come by the farm store, buy a bag of feed.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Don't worry about
it. You can feed a living horse. We haven't mentioned that. You have a complete line of equestrian products, saddles, hats. I could come in here looking. One of these days I may get myself a set of Christmas spurs just so I can throw a little authority around the room.
You'll go jingle, jangle, jingle.
This is true.
This might be the season to get those spurs.
Yeah.
Have a little jingle in your wall.
Yeah, how are they going to fit on his flip-flops, though? That's what I want to know.
We will have to come up with an adapter kit.
I guess adapter kit. Yeah, I heard that.
Adapter kit. Uh-huh.
A flip-flop. Absolutely. Spur adapter kit. Wow, I've heard it all now. I really have. But there are some great Christmas gift ideas in addition to practical needs. At Preble Farm Center, I put my bag of pre-emerge down to prevent the weeds from coming up next year. And it already seems to be working. Is that possible?
Oh, yeah. It can stop germination, particularly of these winter annuals.
Yeah.
If you go outside and look, you know, particularly on a day like today where most of our summer grasses are dormant now.
Yeah.
You'll see a little green there. Well, that's not our normal grass. That's a little winter annual weed or possibly poana, which is a winter grass. Well, so you start seeing those things now.
I featured some pictures of my lawn on my Facebook page just this morning, so you can see for yourself it already looks better.
Yeah, you going to bring me some dirt?
I got to bring a dirt sample. I hope to do that this weekend.
I need to get out of my hay field and sample all those hay fields and send that off, too. So now's the time of the year to do that, by the way.
When somebody wants their soil tested, what kind of, should they put it in like a plastic baggie or a...
Well, and at least come by or give me a call because I'm a soil test Nazi. It's got to be done right.
Ah.
Yeah, Jay knows this, by the way. He knows I'm a Nazi. It's got to be done right.
We know what context in which you mean that, of course.
I'm not worried about political speech.
Like the suit Nazi and others.
I'm not a real Nazi. I'm very particular about the testing procedure. I want it done right.
Yes.
You know what it is if it's not right?
It's wrong.
Jay, you should remember this from me teaching school. It's wrong. It's not right. It's wrong.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
It's so different. Look, if you had asked me what you would be doing ever how long it's been since you taught me in high school.
Toad and feed was probably not even coming to mind, right?
Oh, man.
What did you teach?
Toad and feed.
He taught, you taught history, I believe, wasn't it?
I taught physics, calculus, earth science, algebra, and pre-algebra.
Man, me and you would not have gotten along.
We never had you for math.
Yes, you did. Pre-algebra.
Oh, did I?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're getting old, Jay. You're forgetting stuff.
I know.
Yeah.
If I hadn't cheated, I'd still be at Bogan High School trying to get a passing grade in algebra. But that's another story for another time. It's also the place...
Jay, do you remember the rule about adding and subtracting, multiplying and dividing?
I mean...
Multiply and divide first.
Oh, in an equation, yes.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, do the multiplications. Do what's in the parentheses first.
Parentheses first.
We learned so much on this show.
I know.
I remember.
And you learn more when you stop by and visit Prattville Farm Center. Randy, give us your location and hours, please.
We're at 1154 South Memorial Drive in Prattville, and that's about a third of a mile just south of the Uptown McDonald's on Old Highway 31. And we're here from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday, 7 to 2 on Saturday. Sunday, we're closed. Don't be in church.
You are. Because I know Mrs. Burkhalter.
If the missus has her way, she will get me to church.
That's correct. And they have a great Facebook page as well. Randy, thank you for your time, my friend.
Y'all have a wonderful day.
You too.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit windcreek.com for complete rules.
Last year, I was on a mission to find the perfect bank. You know, a place that cared about me as much as my money. Finally, I discovered I wasn't looking for a bank. I was looking for ASE Credit Union. They have free checking, great rates, and make all of their loan decisions right here in Montgomery. I always thought I had to be a state employee to join ASE Credit Union. Turns out, all you have to be is someone who's tired of the big bank runaround. It's your choice. ASE is your credit union. Federally insured by NCUA.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Christmas is getting closer. I don't know what I'm gonna do. You can believe I'm sweating. Not a clue what I'm getting for you. Christmas is near, I'm bumming, in fact I am coming unglued. You can believe I'm sweating, not a clue what I'm getting for you. Last year I had dropped $1,000 for your nice gold band. Then you told me you don't wear it cause it's bland. You said it's crap, it just goes to show you want me spending more dough. Too bad you won't get something cheap from the catalog in the mail. Christmas is getting closer, I don't know what I'm gonna do. You can believe I'm sweating, not a clue what I'm getting for you. Christmas is near, I'm bumming, in fact I am coming unglued. You can believe I'm sweating, not a clue what I'm getting for you.
If I just played your song, guess what?
This is the News Talk 93.1 River Region Business Spotlight, a chance for you to get to know our area businesses and business leaders.
And I am thrilled to have Lynn from Bryan Jewelry in the studio. Glad you can make it and visit us in the morning.
Good morning. What a great way to start the day off with you guys.
I like playing that song, and I often do when I'm talking about you, because among the many great products and services you provide, and the expertise that comes with three generations, is taking somebody who's looking for an idea and really doesn't know where to start, and the way you help, you ask the probative questions. I've kind of actually called you the law and order special jewelry unit, because the more you learn about the person that somebody's shopping for, the better you can make suggestions.
You are exactly right. It's all about the person, knowing the person, knowing what they like, getting a little in-depth, getting to know you. We like being a personal jeweler.
I'd say about that little couple I met at Costco a little while back.
You did. We actually talked about that the last time we were on the show. What a wonderful story.
One of my favorites of the whole year, a couple came up to me at Costco. They listened to the show, and the lady held out her little hand and said, I just wanted you to know that this is my wedding band, and we got this at Bryan Jewelry 61 years ago.
Wow.
That's fantastic.
It was such a great moment. But that, of course, that's part of what makes you the best, is your great legacy and the experience you bring to the table. And I see you brought me a folder about a new line you're carrying.
Yeah, we just had a new brochure go out, and the line you're speaking about is King Baby. It's a little edgy. Their tagline is For the Chosen. Something a little different, but a great Made in America line. We're doing an introductory offer on King Baby since it's new with us. So any new purchase, 20% off as an introductory offer.
What do you think, Emily?
That's awesome.
Oh, by the way, when I was there, I always direct people to the two showcases representing the greatest rivalry in sports.
They are still set up.
What did Emily get from Santa from that showcase this year?
I got a national championship ornament. Ooh. That it was the first ornament that fiance and I put on the tree.
Aww.
How cool.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Really good. I sent him a picture of it.
We actually specialize in ornaments, not necessarily for trees, but for people. It's all about decorating yourself. Mm-hmm. We have special ornaments for throughout the year. So,
I could afford to be blinged up a little bit. I just don't know what.
Come and see me. I know how to help.
You ran up, yes.
Proud to be your professional jeweler.
Well, I certainly knew. I mean, it's 4 years ago, this coming weekend. No, 5 years ago this coming weekend, my stepson and I drove up to Brian Jewelry, and he helped me pick out the engagement ring.
Really?
Oh, that's sweet.
I remember that day well.
Yeah, it was great, and I wish I think some of it is a videotape of the, you know, the proposal. I've got to find a way to get that to you because...
Oh, tag us on Facebook. Put us on our website. That'd be
what,
great.
What I did, and I know who's got it. I know who's got it. What I did was I had bought a beautiful pair of soft leather gloves because Ross needed gloves. And it was actually Shondor's gift to her. But we very carefully attached the ring to one of the fingers on the gloves.
Oh.
Very carefully.
Oh, wow.
And I'm sitting there, and she's, oh, these are beautiful. And the ring bouncing around, and and I'm trying not to laugh. And then the look on her face when she realized what was there was, I mean, I'll never forget it. And then I hit the knee, although I think... It was great to propose to Merrick laughing because it was just such a
lifetime of lunacy.
Yes. And that's kind of what you get with me. it only took me a few tries to find somebody that would be willing to put up with that. You are the fashion plate here and the connoisseur.
Oh, am I?
I think you should join in this discussion.
About Brian Jewelry?
Yes, and some of the different... the one gem that I really love the most is the sapphire. And ruby would be number two and emerald's number three. And, man, there were some awesome choices in that showcase.
I love my birthstone. It's aquamarine. I think it's just beautiful.
Very nice choice. Now, some interesting facts on the sideline there. You mentioned ruby.
Yes.
And you mentioned sapphire.
Mm-hmm.
They're both the same gem. The only difference is the color.
Oh.
They're both corundum. You,
I didn't know that.
Interested in aquamarine. You mentioned aquamarine. And Greg, you mentioned emerald. They're both the same gemstone. They're both beryl. The difference is the coloring agent in them.
Oh, wow.
See, only
cool
somebody
stuff.
Smart about jewelry would know that.
Yeah, that's true.
And
by the way, I mentioned it after we discussed it a month back. Tell us about that exposition. You were the only jewelry store in the entire state of Alabama that was invited to that. Tell us what made that so unique.
It really was a unique event. That was, I guess, back in September, and there were only 30 jewelers selected from across the United States to attend this seminar, symposium, and we were selected. So it was
awesome.
It was awesome. Great learning curve, and brought some great products back. King Baby is one of the products that I brought back from that event. So I'm very interested to see how it's going to play
out. And you
used
the term cutting edge.
Oh, yes.
It is different.
Yeah, it's very unique. I haven't seen much like that.
So when I say you've got something there that is for every generation, I am speaking correctly, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Every price range, we're hitting, you know, the moderately $50 and under price range with some beautiful things that you can enjoy for a lifetime to the more extravagant price ranges. But what I don't want you to forget right now are our guys. King Baby does have a lot to throw toward the guys. Reactor watches, another great American product.
Wow.
Great product for guys. So we haven't left out our men in all of this. So ladies, you're challenged. Shop for your guys.
I'm thinking fiancé here.
There you go.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's pretty hip stuff.
We have some great things to mark those memories in your lives. And, of course, we're always ready for the ladies. The color palette is there for those that like aquamarine, ruby, sapphire, emerald. Lots of good gemstones.
How exciting.
Your website continues to get more amazing. Tell us about the club that people can join and save money.
Well, the website is always a work in progress. And use the website to pre-shop us. get an idea what we do offer. And for first-timers, if you join us up on the website, anything $200 or more, you get $100 off on your first purchase in stores.
Oh, that's awesome.
And it's such a easy website to navigate.
Thank you.
And again, above and beyond the great products and the new product you're selling to King Baby, the staff there is phenomenal.
Thank you.
That is one of the most welcoming businesses you will ever walk into.
I appreciate that. We work really hard. You know, we are people. Occasionally, we might falter, but get us. We want to help you. We want to treat you like we want to be treated. You know, when you go somewhere professional, you're looking for the services, someone to help you, and that's what we're there for. We've been there since, you know, 1953. That's what keeps us there.
Now, they're the ones that created Janelle's earrings, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, I love that there's that you can super personalize something. That they can go to you with an idea and say, can you make this a reality? And you figure out a way to make it happen.
And, of course, somebody could look and find something in your showcase. It can be modified. And, of course, is it too late now, though, for Christmas, in all honesty, to create something from scratch?
Not too late. Depends on the degree of customization. We still have some options, but it is time is getting crunched. But we also, since we mentioned the website, we do have a designer function on the website. We do have an app there to where you can go and you can design at home. You can play around. You can design something and, you know, then we can make it for you. So
that is so cool.
That's
custom studio
awesome.
On our website. So there is that link for that.
That's wow. Fantastic.
So you can really put your own personal stamp on it. But if all you have is the idea, take it to them and they can bring it to life at Bryan Jewelry. 63 years of service to the River Region, and their building at 1778 East Main. I know it seems like just yesterday, but how long have you been there now?
This is starting our third year in August.
Third year. It's beautiful. And great value, I think, incredibly competitive pricing on anything you're interested in buying. And, of course, for those of you guys out there who think that maybe you're going to pop the question, this Christmas time, stop and see Lynn and the team at Bryan Jewelry and get yourself a beautiful ring. And one that they can specifically suggest for the person that you're planning to get hitched to.
So many options. So many ways to help you.
Well, I hope that you'll be by a little more frequently because we appreciate the long-term support for the show and love the business.
This is a great way to start the morning. It's an opportunity to say, good morning from Bryan Jewelry.
Yes, and we hope that you will visit them sometime. If you don't have a particular Christmas need, I believe Valentine's Day is the next thing you have to think about after Christmas, about 6 weeks later.
No. There's another holiday in between there. We celebrate all of them. Oh. New Year's.
Oh, New Year's. Yeah, of course.
Elvis's birthday.
There you go.
Elvis's birthday.
Yeah.
every occasion to be celebrated. Mm-hmm.
Get a hunk of burning jewelry at, Thank you so much for coming to join us.
Have a great day.
All right. Again, and